another episode of Tales of Tucson.
This is Lana Francesca at the All Souls Procession in Tucson, Arizona. I'm standing at the corner of 6th Avenue and Pennington in downtown. I'm pleased to have with me anthropologist Enrico Xavier. Professor, what is the significance of this event?
The All Souls Procession is connected to the Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. It's a Mexican tradition. Families go to the cemetery and plant flowers and have a picnic on the graves of their beloved ones to celebrate the ones who have passed away. And that's what this procession is all about for Tucsonans, remembering the dead and trying to communicate with the dead.
Are you talking about actual ghosts?
Yes, this is one night, of course, and most twilights that can mingle with living people, but especially on Dia de los Muertos, and tonight they'll all be here dancing.
Thank you very much, Professor. Well, here it comes.
Oh no, Maji, look at the baby in the coffin. How adorable. Now here's something we never see back in Kalamazoo.
There's a giant skull wrapped in Christmas lights.
Excuse me, could you let me through? I'm just trying to get to that corner. Please? Just move like one step to your left, please.
There's Death walking on stilts. What a long sickle he has.
Kyle, where are you? I can't believe how big this crowd is. Damn, people are rude. Kyle, Brittany, Jess. This is the corner where we always meet. Hey, watch it.
You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here.
Hey, don't push me. I said I was sorry.
Is this man bothering you?
She shouldn't be here. Hey, who are you?
Just a guy in a skeleton mask.
I gotta get away from you too. Leave me alone.
Gladly.
Get out of my way. Get out of my way. I gotta go out of here.
Jeez, I wonder what got into him.
The All Souls procession brings out all kinds.
Yeah, they say there are 30 or 40,000 people here.
And you're all alone?
I wish I could find my friends. They were supposed to meet me on this corner, but with everyone in skeleton makeup or wearing a mask, who knows where they are. Do you have a phone?
I'm sorry, I don't have one anymore.
I don't know why mine is dead. Oh well, thank you for coming to my rescue.
No problem.
My name is Kate.
Why don't you just call me Skelly?
Oh, gonna stay in character, huh? I don't mean to hold you up or anything.
I need to get to the Mercado. That's where they're going to burn the urn this year. You know, where they have that big stage and they burn the urn.
Burn the urn? Is that what I'm smelling?
No, that's the white sage they burn. The Native Americans believe that burning sage can ward off bad spirits and open the channels of communication between the living and the dead.
I'm not sure I want to talk to the dead, and I definitely don't want the dead talking to me.
You can't help it on a night like this. That's what the All Souls Procession is about. Communication between the living and the dead.
The dead can mingle with the living, right? Sounds creepy. So what is this urn burn? I've never made it to the final ritual of All Souls Procession. We always went out for beer instead.
Do you see the attendants? That woman over there in the flowing red costume, they're carrying those large brass bowls and people drop things in, like messages they've written. Messages to the dead. Regrets, apologies, prayers, photos. All of it goes into a gigantic urn, which they light on fire in an elaborate ritual. The smoke carries the messages to the netherworld.
I haven't got any regrets, or dead people I've got to talk to.
Really?
Yeah, really. I lead a pretty boring life.
No boyfriend?
Well, that's a little shaky. The relationship is stuck in neutral. How about you, girlfriend?
She dumped me.
Well, maybe it's fate that we ran into each other.
There must be some hidden force at work.
So you're not going to show me your face?
Not just yet.
No fair. You can see my face.
It's a little bloody.
Well, I'm supposed to be an accident victim. I wish I had something warmer than this hospital gown, though. It's getting a little cold with the sun going down.
Let me loan you my jacket.
Oh, that's so nice. But then you'll be cold.
I don't feel the cold. Here, put my jacket on.
Oh, thanks. Your peacoat's warm. I'm starting to think my friends went on without me.
Is that so bad?
No, I guess not.
Let's join the procession. I like to keep moving.
Lead on. Oh my gosh, look at that stage. It's made out of boxcars. And what are they gonna do with all those cranes and that metal scaffolding?
It's for the acrobats and the dancers and the stilt walkers. This is quite a production. You'll see.
So where's the urn thing?
There it is, off to the side.
It looks like a giant paper lantern.
Last chance for messages for the dead. Photos, prayers, all are welcome. Last chance to put messages in the urn.
You can give me photos of your dog. Thank you. And I'm so sorry for your loss.
Last chance to put messages in the urn.
Over here.
Place your messages in the bowl.
I have these photos.
Oh, can I see? Those are photos of children?
Yes, they are.
I will see that they reach their destination, and may the goddess bless you and receive your grief.
Messages. Messages for the dead. Messages.
Skelly, those children look so young. Don't tell me that you have dead children.
It's not that simple.
Well, whose kids are they? You aren't married, are you?
Don't you have anything to put into the urn? This is your last chance.
You didn't answer my question. I was just beginning to like you, and if I find out you're married, well, that is so wrong to hit on me if you're married. Tell me, why do you have photos of dead children?
Actually, they're children who will never be born.
Never born? What are you talking about? Whose children are in those pictures?
There are children, Kate.
What? Who are you? Take your mask off.
That would not be a good idea.
Then I'm gonna take it off for you.
I'm sorry.
Your face, it's all smashed, so bloody. Your eye, it's hanging out of the socket. Okay, that can't possibly be makeup.
It's not. You still don't recognize me?
Kyle? No. You can't be, no. Oh my God. Oh my God, I remember.
Get in the car, Kate. Come on, please. I'm not going to argue with you here on the sidewalk.
All right, you bastard, but I'm driving.
Where are we going?
Nowhere, that's the problem. I can't believe you slept with Brittany, my best friend.
I hate to tell you, but Brittany is not such a good friend.
Oh, how could you?
It wasn't my fault.
What, did she rape you?
Almost.
Oh, I can't believe this is happening to me. We're engaged to be married.
No, we're not. I told you, I don't believe in marriage.
Well, clearly you don't believe in monogamy either. When we get home, I want you to move out.
Kate, you're making a big deal out of nothing.
Britt and I hooked up one time. That's all it was.
My boyfriend sleeps with my best friend and tells me it was nothing?
Hey, slow down. You're gonna kill us.
Good!
Hey, look, I don't want to die.
And I don't want to be single for the rest of my life. We could have had something good, Kyle, but you threw it away.
I'm sorry, okay? Just give me another chance. I'll really try.
It's too late.
Hey, look out!
Now I remember. That truck turned out of the Circle K and I couldn't stop in time. Oh my God, this can't be real. You can't be real. This is a bad joke you're playing on me, whoever you are.
It's no joke. There's Brittany and Jess. Do you see the sign they're carrying?
Yeah, it's got a name on it. Kyle Lambert.
Yes, I'm dead.
Oh no, they look so sad. They're giving pieces of paper to the lady with the bowl. This can't be happening. I am not dead.
No, you're not. You're lying in a coma at the Tucson Medical Center. You're not in costume. That hospital gown is really what you're wearing.
This is ridiculous. That crazy old guy saw us and the lady with the bowl.
Some people have that gift, especially on All Souls Night.
Why am I here? Why are you here?
Because it's time for you to come with me, Kate. It's time for us to go.
What if I don't want to go?
You're not going to wake up from the coma. Your parents will have to make the hard decision to pull the plug. It's better for everyone if you make the choice tonight, Kate.
If any of this is true...
You know it is.
Then I killed you. I killed both of us. And those children in the photos, they were going to be ours?
Yes.
And I said I had no regrets. I have so many. Oh, Kyle, I am so sorry.
I put a message to you in the urn with those photos. Do you want to know what it said?
What?
I forgive you. Can you forgive me?
I do. I don't want anyone else to suffer. My poor mom and dad. I guess it really is time to, go.
Yes.
Will it hurt?
No, the hurt is already over. Take my hand.
What happens next?
I'm not sure, but let's find out together.
With the fire in the sky and the aerialist on high, we are the hunger for a new day, and the wheel is turning. We are the urn.
Tales of Tucson is co-written and co-produced by John Vornholt and Laura Markowitz.
All Souls Laid to Rest featured the voices of Bree Boyd Martin, Roger Owen, To-Renee Wolf-Kaiser, Megan Jones, and Armin Serafian, with sounds from the 2013 All Souls Procession.